Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, consultant and coach for tech executives worldwide, and today our subject is the tech product continuum. I first introduced this concept about 2 years ago, and it's also mentioned in my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, and it is one of my ways for expressing how we can align our teams, align our organizations in a way that improves the impact per engineer that we're striving to improve, having them do work that matters more. So let's talk about, first of all, what does it mean? Every engineer at a specific point in time falls somewhere on this continuum. On one side, we have tech, on the other, we have product. Where they fall can change over time. That means that you might be a tech-oriented engineer at a certain point in time, but as you move to a different company, as you mature, as you have other things going on in your life, you might change your preference more towards the product end of the scale and vice versa. Now, how does this manifest your orientation on this axis? First of all, people who are completely tech-oriented, let's say that I moved you all the way to one end of the spectrum. If you're completely tech-oriented, you don't care what the product is. You don't care what the company does. You only care about the tech itself, about your craftsmanship. I've seen people who say, I don't care working in a gambling startup or whatever, as long as I can do Rust. I just want to code in Rust. That's all I care about. Or I don't really care what company I'm working on. I just want to do machine learning on device, you know, that sort of stuff. All the way on the other end of the scale, you have people who care solely about the product, the impact. This is what motivates them. I, for example, always say that I often tend to be all the way over there in my work with all the companies I worked with, as an employee, and even later on, as I used to work as this freelancer. And I was always oriented around the impact. And that means that I didn't care if I had to write assembly code connecting to an IBM mainframe. That was fine by me as long as it meant that it had an impact. In my career, I've struggled with legacy Perl code that no one knew how it worked and why. I spent weeks decompiling old executables we had that we've lost the code for in order to try and see which of the old versions of the code we had some overlap, trying to find where we had the gaps and then reverse engineering that in order to see what was missing. That sort of stuff that you end up doing when you're working on legacy systems that are 10 years old or more. I didn't care about that because I really cared about the impact I was striving for. And this is me pretty much throughout my entire career. I do care about the tech. I can usually in my spare time go into some specific technology and make a deep dive because I'm interested in it. But what really makes me tick is the impact, the product. Do I care about what we're trying to achieve here? Do I get to see users enjoy the fruit of my labor? But throughout my career, there's a certain point in time where it wasn't so. And that is when I was working at IBM. Because I was like 5 times removed from the nearest email address of a client. Not to even mention the concept of talking or seeing someone use my code. And that meant that I had a vacuum be created, right? I had no product impact to witness. No one around me had. And therefore, I had to put some meaning into my daily work or, you know, I'd go insane. And that is a period of 1 year where I transitioned to the tech part. That is a year that I spent all of it honing my craftsmanship in specific technologies. writing the bestest, prettiest, shiniest code I could, speaking in conferences, going to meetup after meetup, becoming some sort of an agile coach within the company for my team. All of that solely because I had to pour my capabilities, pour my motivation somewhere. You know, I had to do something. And that is when I transitioned all the way on the scale to the tech part, to the pure execution part. And, you know, I created a bunch of amazing frameworks and libraries written with the bestest tools, and it meant nothing. Like, you could just come over and delete all of it the day I left IBM, and pretty much no one would have known. But that's the way it is. That's what you get when people are oriented solely on the tech end of the spectrum. All of this exposition is to help you realize for a second, what are you dealing with in your team? What can you get from people who are all the way over here and people who are all the way over there and in between? Naturally, you cannot have a company where everyone is entirely product-oriented. For some companies, having some people all the way over to the tech end of the spectrum is actually incredibly valuable. They might be providing your team with a real edge. Nevertheless, you have to have a good composition in your team, and I would assert that you want the majority to be tending more towards the product part. That means that they are likely to provide you a higher impact per engineer. Now, how can you align them this way? I've talked a bunch about product mastery. There's an old episode about that. What I want you to keep in mind is that there is no vacuum. People will go usually to the path of least resistance. And so if they have to struggle to witness the impact they're having, they're going to be focused on the tech part and not on the product part. So you have to make it easier for them. Second, understand that in this day and age, and I'm seeing that with a lot of the companies I work with that are not tiny startups, if you're a mature company with over 50 engineers working semi-remotely now due to COVID, what I am seeing is that too many people are slowly inching more towards the tech part of the spectrum, being disconnected from the day-to-day work, being disconnected from seeing the counterparts in product, in sales, in marketing, in customer success. This detachment makes them focus more on tech. I'm seeing more people focused on stuff like conventions, the tooling, that sort of stuff. And when you allow them to make this transition, you just become just another employer, right? If what I care about is my craftsmanship, I might as well go to Facebook, get twice the salary, and be able to focus on whatever tech I want to focus on. Why are you different? Why should they stay in your company? That is oftentimes because of the product, because of the impact they can provide. And you have to enable it for them to see it. Otherwise, again, they're going to move on. Especially if they're working completely remotely. You know, you've just transitioned to a 2D world. And I've seen people say, you know, switching jobs now is essentially just sending an email over here, sending an email over there. I don't even have to come to a different office. I don't have to change anything in my day-to-day. I just need to change the laptops. So think about this continuum. Imagine where your different teams and people fall, and consider whether you have a good composition and how should you be nudging people this way or that way. One trick, of course, is to interview for this. Just like I have a few episodes ago, an episode about growth mindsets. Again, this is similar. Interview for what makes these people tick. You want to see that the people you're bringing on are people who care about the right sort of stuff for the role you have for them. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.